Hi, this is Ed Burns for the latest edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm here with Jack Vaughn, site editor of Search Data Management, who recently got back from the Strata Hadoop World Conference. And so, Jack, I understand there was a lot going on at this conference. It sounds interesting to me that the conference has the word Hadoop in its name, but at the same time, you came back with at least two stories that were featured Spark pretty prominently. So why don't we start with the Hadoop portion of the show. Tell me a little bit about what you heard related to Hadoop.
Well, there were the people who put it on, which is O'Reilly and the Hadoop vendor, Cloudera, did go to some effort to have the voice of the enterprise. And, you know, so that was interesting to hear of Hadoop uses. It seemed that people, you know, whether it's Spark, which we've mentioned, or Hadoop, the interest is in these new open source technologies and the idea that there's sort of a somewhat general programming approach that can be applied to them, and for handling massive amounts of data, and for doing it on commodity clusters. Spark and Hadoop are maybe more related than one might think. And I kind of heard that from some of the speakers. Kevin Murray, who's from American Express, an infrastructure and integration leader there, said that the open source technologies are just appearing at lightning speed. And one of the great things now is that there's a community of developers across many companies that are in a way contributing to the same advances, stuff that they might have, a company like American Express might have to have just done by itself in the past, or waited for a vendor to create it. A lot of companies are at a place where they want to revisit their data architecture. Data warehousing has become expensive based on special hardware, and pretty well ensconced after 20 years. But before they move forward with more of it, they are at least looking at Hadoop. And so these data architectures that handle, again, like I said, data over commodity clusters are something at least the people are looking at. And again, a key element, I'm being iterative here, but it is increasingly open source architectures that people are looking at.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that sort of leads me into my next question, which was going to be about Spark, another open source technology, obviously. So just in the conversations we've had around the office, I know that you heard a lot about the technology, some of it good, some of it not so positive. But so why don't you give us a sense of what people were talking about around Spark?
Well, certainly a lot of the product announcements were about Spark. We wrote a story that it could have been up there on the marquee along with Hadoop and Strata. There were Spark components that are now part of the Hadoop distributions from Hortonworks, MapR, Pivotal, and others, including Cloudera, the show's sponsor. There were a slew of new product announcements which were coupling hardware and Spark. Included there was an appliance from Dell and one from Cray. After the show, I did have a chance to research a little further. I talked with a Spark user, one who does some very advanced analytics on communications and networking systems. And as you can imagine, this is some of the biggest of the big data. The company that I talked with here was Guavis, which and the individual I spoke with was Eric Carr, and he leads the core systems effort there. And he said they've been working with Hadoop for several years, and even though it didn't have everything they wanted, they've been successful with Hadoop. But a year ago, when they looked at the Spark interest that we've talked about, you know, they realized they wanted to do some timely streaming type of analytics and looked at Spark. Now, Spark, it's not a batch-based as many people have said, including Carr, it is iterative, and that works especially well for machine learning, where the machines learn by repetition. For some real-time applications they wanted to pursue, that seemed to be good. Well, I asked him, what you and I have talked about, the sliced bread phenomena. We talk about Spark or Hadoop or whatever. A lot of times we run quickly and don't say what could be wrong with it, or something that could stand improvement. What could Spark be better at was something I asked him. He said the reality is still it's relatively immature. He did point out that it is moving ahead very quickly with advances. Part of that immaturity is on the SQL end of Spark, and that's in Carr's estimation. But I heard this elsewhere. And again, it's youngish. It has ways to go. A lot of what leads to Spark interest is the fact that it works in memory. But as Carr pointed out, there is a expense for that. Even though semiconductor prices have come down, drastically, it still could be a money pit, depending on your application, how you pursue it, and what you expect to get back on it. Basically, the open source software, Spark or Hadoop, it is very connected. Carr told me that he felt that Yarn, which is a Hadoop component, had a real role in enabling Spark. That that new resource manager that is Yarn really helped with bringing Spark to being used with Hadoop. And as far as we've been seeing, mostly, and certainly in the products that were released at the show, Spark was appearing with Hadoop. I guess our guess is that their fates are connected. We're going to keep an eye on it, and we feel lucky because it is interesting to watch.
Absolutely. And, I'm glad you got to talk to that user to see, get the hands-on perspective. Spark today seems like something that, a lot of people are really excited about, and there's a lot of hype around it, but at least I haven't really seen too many people who are using it for a specific purpose. Always helpful to see what the users feel like about a technology. So thanks, Jack, for recapping your trip to the conference in New York. And thank you to the listeners for listening to the latest edition of the Talking Data Podcast.